More than anything else, Sandy was the one single event that catapulted Chris Christie to national prominence. He was ever present in his blue fleece jacket, comforting storm victims, making the rounds on the Sunday talk shows, and touring damaged boardwalks.
We are in this together. I know that as time creates distance from the immediate storm, memories outside of New Jersey may become short. Attention will dwindle, and the public may become less interested. And I'm letting you know today that I will not let people forget as days, weeks, and months pass.
But it's been a slow and rocky recovery, beset by a number of missteps. The state lost victims' paperwork. It wrongly rejected many people from getting aid. And there were widespread problems with the private firms the state hired to distribute that aid, as Christie acknowledged last month on his Ask the Governor radio show.
There is pressure to rush significantly in selecting the people who will help you to run these programs. And you want to start going as quickly as possible. And you need to take a deep breath and take a little more time in that process.
Today, thousands of storm victims are still out of their homes, and Christie's popularity in New Jersey has dropped to record lows. A sign of his troubles can be found in the affluent Jersey Shore community of Bayhead, where one of the state's leading Republicans is openly criticizing the governor. Larry Bathgate, who was Republican National Finance Chair under President Reagan and the first President Bush, is frustrated with Christie's handling of the recovery.
New Jersey's done a terrible job. The people they hired were the wrong people. The people the administration put in place to manage the process don't have any authority.
Bathgate is an important opinion maker and fundraiser, and he's thrown his support behind former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. He says he's seen kinks in the state's recovery up close as both a beachfront homeowner and a lawyer representing dozens of towns fighting for funding. Sandy is just one of many reasons he's not backing Christie, but he says Christie's failure to achieve better results raises important questions about his ability to be a good president.
Who do you select and why? And it's not because he's quicker and funnier. That's not a criteria that typically we think of, oh, and I want him because he's cute, or I want him because he's quick. Not when you're trying to find someone who will be able to lead our country.
Christie administration officials say they've made a number of changes and reforms to speed up the flow of aid money and correct past mistakes. Speaking in a recent radio interview, the governor said he's done the best he could given the challenging circumstances.
If anybody thought that we were going to lose 365,000 homes in 24 hours and that 2 years later every one of those homes was going to be rebuilt, then, you know, you're not thinking. I mean, it takes a long time to do that. We put more people back in their homes every month compared to the month before, and we're continuing to make more and more progress.
Still, critics worry that his frequent travels out of state mean he's not devoting enough attention to the storm recovery. Christie says he could handle both at the same time, but even if he can, he's in a bind. The more time he spends on the road, the less time he appears to be working on governing his home state. And the resulting low favorability ratings in New Jersey could end up hurting him on the national stage. For WHYY, I'm Scott Gurian.